St. John's Altar. Little remains of St. John's Altar, which may have marked the site of Columbkill's original church. Its foundations can be traced beside the round tower, but its stones were re-erected just east of the tower during the 20th century. Mass was celebrated at this altar before the present-day church was built in 1857. There are 16 carved fragments at the altar. The fragments comprise portions of ancient crosses, inscribed stones, and a millstone. Some of the relics are said to be mass stones, and one of the hollow stones may have been used as a receptacle for holy water. The three pieces of greatest interest are freestanding. One is the granite block on which a simple cross is carved. A second features a pear-shaped socket into which a slab is wedged. The third is a flat, circular cross base with a cross-shaped socket. Wedged into the socket is a flat shaft of stone. Part of a cross carved in a light relief can be discerned on one face of the shaft. A cross fragment rests on the cross base. It features a carving of a hooded figure with outstretched arms, thought to represent Columbkill or Ernan. On either side of the altar are slabs decorated with frets, spirals and plates, all badly eroded. One of the slabs is probably from Columbkill's church. There are 7 stone blocks in the altar itself, and one is deeply notched. Another stone partly underlies the circular cross base and has a rectangular cut on one side. A stone trough at the altar once contained a vessel that was probably used for baptism.